Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio. Guns N' Roses, Queen of Hearts. Benefiting the St. Louis Backstoppers.
All right, welcome back. But just a quick note for programming there. The music picked by Kim this morning, not Mark. Although that wasn't bad. That was probably bad.
That's one a of the, classic.
Probably one of the better ones that you've picked so
Don't
far.
Don't offend Nat King Cole like that.
The winner in our Queen of Hearts drawing today for Guns N' Roses is card is Four of Hearts. If you've bought your tickets, Four of Hearts, slot 13. And the ticket number is 297-815-175. 297-815-175. And that they'll also post that up on the website there at gunsandhoses.com. So you can check it out. And let's see. Guns. What did I say? GoRaiseDough.com,
isn't it? Yeah. Well, it's STL, GunsAndHoses.com.
But if you go to GunsAndHoses.com, there's a link to it. Please go buy raffle tickets. All the money, this is going to be going on all year. We're going to announce the winners every Friday morning here on the show. And the winner, of course, could get 50% of the jackpot, which is close to $2,400 right now. But the important part of it is the money all is going to go to Guns N' Roses and then get it presented in a big check to our friends at Backstoppers. And we have a couple of retired chiefs in the studio now. I think I get to say this for both of them for the first time. Retired Chief Steve Olschwanger with us from formerly Maryland Heights. And, of course, Greg Brown in here, formerly from the Eureka Fire Department. How you doing, gentlemen?
Good. How you doing?
Thanks for getting up so early in retirement. I'm sorry to get you out of bed this early.
Not a problem. Up every morning listening to the Mark Thank
you. You listen 5 to 9, right?
Exactly.
Right. Every day.
Exactly.
Yeah, I knew it.
That's great. Well, it's good to get you guys in here this morning. So I love that this Queen of Hearts thing, people can go online and buy the tickets. This is something brand new this year, right? We're always branching out.
This is brand new. We just started it, I guess we were down here about a month ago for the first drawing. And, people can go and buy their tickets. Queen of Hearts is really kind of a popular thing that you see in a lot of, Elks Lodges, fraternal organizations and bars and things like that. But it's really, really fun. And especially the way we're doing it online, there's 54 cards. So like today, the winner will get $25 for picking a numbered card. They'll get, if they turn over a face card, it's worth $50. If you turn over one of the jokers, because again, there's 54 cards, you get $100, but it resets the entire board.
Okay.
If they turn over the Queen of Hearts, you get half of the jackpot.
So nice.
It's really cool. And these can really grow to be big jackpots.
Well, much better odds than the lottery. So I don't know why people would do this. They're cheap, too. $5 a ticket, or you get more. You get a bonus tickets if you buy like $25 worth and $50 worth and $100 worth. So I would encourage people to maybe get on there and check that out because we need to donate another $1 million next
absolute
spring, don't we?
It's a great cause. unfortunately, we just saw recently with the city police officer that was hit by a car.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
That they're stepping up and helping him, which is awesome. Unfortunately, they're reviewing another situation just this week, Southern Missouri, down south from here, where a fire chief was killed in the line of duty during the storms. So that's being reviewed. So the need is there, unfortunately, and we just thank the great citizens of St. Louis for their donations every day and all year. And again, obviously, the big event, Guns N' Hoses, coming back up in the fall, where that is the biggest backstopper fundraiser. And again, we were able to give $1 million.
It's pretty cool. Great. We're proud to be part of it this year for sure.
I think it's probably good to remind people, you know, I've lived here for 32 years now in St. Louis. And although I'm not a native, I think coming here from somewhere else made me realize even more when I got to find out about backstoppers and what all they do, that people don't realize how lucky we are. I think other communities around the country have maybe started trying to do what we do with backstoppers. Some of them have aid organizations like that, but you guys might be the original.
It's amazing what the backstoppers do for our fallen or catastrophically injured. For our fallen, they come in and take care of all the bills.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mortgages, credit card bills, whatever needs to be taken care of. Plus, you know, any dependent children have the opportunity for further education, whether it's going to college, tech school, whatever. It will be handled.
It's not like a one-time thing, you're saying. So, I mean, they will help the family, yeah, which is really cool.
I'll tell you, one of the first backstopper board meetings I attended probably 10 years ago now, it was brought up that a widow her husband had been killed in the mid-70s. It was a police officer killed in the line of duty. Needed a roof on her house. She was still living at home, mm-hmm. probably in her 80s. Still living at home, needed a roof. Couldn't afford it. There's no question. Get it done. Take care of it. So, I mean, this is, you know, 30, 40 years later.
Wow.
And the backstoppers are there for the families as long as they're needed. The backstoppers is just an amazing group. As Steve said, you know, Guns N' Hoses is the, you know, our focus with Guns N' Hoses is support the backstoppers. That $1 million check that you just talked about, there's been four of them in a row, and over right at $15 million since its inception 37 years ago, that Guns N' Hoses has put towards the backstoppers. And, you know, the backstoppers right now, we're taking care of 95 families, 75 dependent children, and you know, that expense is about $3.2 million a year.
Wow.
That they're giving out. So while the $1 million is amazing, it's awesome, you know, there's a lot of other ways people can donate, can be part of it. They can do the Guns N' Hoses Queen of Hearts raffle. You can become a member of the Backstoppers by going on their website. There's all kinds of different levels of membership. And then there's a lot of our other counties around, because we cover 28 counties, all the counties do benefits, and it can be anything from a barbecue to a fish fry to auctions.
Bowl-a-thons. Yeah, and a lot of those are going to start to ramp up now that the weather's getting nicer.
Getting better, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage everybody to attend as many as they can, and please donate.
Yeah, it's where all the money. You know, I know Greg was bragging. I think we had him in here with Colonel O'Toole one day, and he was bragging about having boxed in this. Did you ever box, Steve?
I did not.
No?
No. I am a supporter from afar.
Just
yes.
Wondering.
Yes.
Do a lot of people get asked and they turn it down, or is it there's enough interest where people just volunteer?
Well, I think
everybody volunteers who does it. Typically, you know, guys who are doing it for the first time, guys and gals, because some of the best fights
are
the women.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I was really taken aback.
You know, but they
really
volunteer. Yes. They want to get in there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times it happens when you attend one year and spend a lot of time up in the stands and watch it and talk to people and maybe have a beverage or two.
Or two.
And someone convinces
decide,
you. Yeah.
Decide I want to try it. And yep. And then you go on and you try it. If you're brand new, you probably start training around August. And There you go.
Boxing is for the young, man. I'm telling you. Plus, you got to figure that most of the people are in the, not all of them, but most of them are in the peak of their physical condition when they decide to jump in that ring, right?
Right. These days. Right.
Well, Mark, that would be you, right?
Well, when I boxed, I was in the peak of my physical condition. Still got my nose broken. So, yeah. Right. Trust
me. And the young men and women coming into our professions, you know, they are more healthier, more fit, you know, and that's a big push that's been going on in, mm-hmm. you know, police, fire, EMS for a long time, obviously. And it's a great workout, as Greg said.
Oh, I bet.
And the trainers are phenomenal. And we encourage all of them to volunteer, and hopefully they can get matched and,
yeah.
you know, with a partner to fight. The more the merrier.
Do they get a day or two off if they participate? I've had this question for a while. I need to know this. Before we can go to break, I have to know.
Yeah, off the record, I believe that most
places are very good. They'll try to take care of them.
As my police officer friends would point out, those firefighters get enough time off anyway, don't they?
Never. That's what you get for having police officers as friends, Mark.
Right. Mike Wiegand wanted me to ask that, by the way. No, I'm just kidding.
Trolling.
Well, guys, Greg Brown and Steve Olschwanger, great to have you guys in here. Now, I can't let you get away without talking about that bag of food you brought, because I think you went to Chicken Ellie's this morning.
Chicken Ellie's, yeah. Jen and Bob and Sue.
They're so great.
Down there, wanted to send you guys something. So
tell me about the Lenten special that they have down there. The special they got today is eggs
and catfish.
Oh.
And they've created some sliders for you guys with the eggs and catfish on it.
Oh.
As well as some of the regular sliders that are in there and some homemade donuts.
Man, ooh. If you've never been there downtown New Eureka, you got to go check that out.
It's a great place.
Chicken Ellie's is the best. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for all you do. Great to see you both.
Thank you, and keep supporting Backstoppers and Guns and Hoses.
As much as we can, absolutely.
Yep. Get more at 971talk.com.